This is TWiT.
Big story on the internet today. Joining us to talk about it is Addie Robertson, reporter over at The Verge. Hello, Addie.
Hi.
So you wrote an article today called What Can Obama Really Do for Net Neutrality? So for anybody who's maybe even, you know, they're a little bit behind, what is President Obama's stance on net neutrality and how might it change because of it?
So Obama's always more or less said that he is for net neutrality, but today his new statement is that he supports what's called Title II reclassification, which is reclassifying broadband service under this sort of common carrier rules that are more like what telephone companies do. This is considered more or less the thing that you'd have to do to make net neutrality stand up in court. But it's something that's been very controversial among cell phone companies and cable companies.
Now, the president cited over 4 million pre-net neutrality comments. It's, of course, public comments. This is a really hot button issue, especially for, you know, people like us who kind of work on the internet. But this is something that affects everybody. So what is this proposal that President Obama has made, and who does he have to convince? At this time, you kind of have the sitting duck presidency. You know, how much does he actually get to say how Congress will act?
His plan is a sort of four-point plan that's not incredibly different to what other people have been suggesting. It basically says you can't block services, you can't throttle or slow down services, you have to have transparency, so you have to let people know what's going on with all parts of the internet, and it's possible that they will apply net neutrality regulations to what's actually not the last mile, to direct connections between services and ISPs, which is what sort of Netflix has been fighting about.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth thing is really the thing people are been protesting, which is what's called fast lanes, which is that you'd be able to pay for prioritized access. So the main thing is that he really is just providing political cover.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, okay, if you do this and you're the FCC, I'm going to back you. And if you're in Congress and you're trying to put through a bill that's going to strip the FCC's powers to regulate net neutrality, I'm going to veto it.
You know, there have been a lot of comments, at least that I've read, from, you know, people who are extremely interested in net neutrality and I want the best for citizens, that say, you know, that last mile of internet bandwidth, people confuse that with just the internet in general. Why do you think that the net neutrality issue has been so difficult to kind of come up with an agreement on, you know, in our political system? Do you think that, and I suspect, it's so complicated that we are trusting lawmakers who don't necessarily have the concept wrapped around their heads clearly enough?
Really sorry, the internet cut out for just a second.
Oh, it's probably just as well, because I couldn't get my sentence out either. I guess my question is, we've got this last mile issue, and then there's this whole, are we reclassifying the internet issue? It seems to me that the more you've got people who are making these laws, and sometimes there are public statements that are made, you mm-hmm. think, are we really trusting the right people to make the rules for us? Because sometimes the concept seems a little bit out of their grasp. And I'm not specifically talking about anybody. I'm saying in general, net neutrality seems difficult as a concept, even for the people who have to decide how it works.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a difficult concept for, honestly, a lot of people who are in tech, too. That's what sort of the Netflix issue has been, that what Netflix is calling for hasn't ever really been considered part of net neutrality up until now, which is very interesting. I think the way that this has sort of been fought, though, is that you can compare it to really basic ideas, which is, are internet companies like dumb pipes? Are they things that you just want to send data across? Or are they things that we want to be actively shaping what we see?
Well, at this point, we've got President Obama weighing in. What's next? How much power does Congress have over this? Is it up to the FCC? What's the next step?
So in the short term, it's up to the FCC. They had originally said that they wanted to come up with a net neutrality plan by the end of this year. That's increasingly not seeming like it's going to happen. Today, they confirmed that they're sort of looking at a number of proposals, including one that would kind of do half of what President Obama wants, but sort of leaves some elements of the internet out of that. So it really sounds like we're going to be looking for a decision maybe early next year. And then meanwhile, Congress, at this point, what's probably going to happen after the midterms is that Republicans are going to revitalize their efforts to strip net neutrality power. There have been a bunch of bills circulated in the last couple of years. I'm reading that they're trying to come up with a whole sort of Telecommunications Act overhaul.
Addie Robertson writes for The Verge and joins us on TN2 to give us a little bit more perspective on what is going on with net neutrality. Thanks for joining us, Addie.